Okay, I love parties. It's been great, hasn't it? Singing and doing quizzes. I got none for that one. I didn't do it. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, 2,000 years to be precise, a very important baby was born. Now, he wasn't born into an important family. He was born in a stable into a poor Jewish family. And he grew up, he had some wise things to say, he got a band of a few people to follow him. Eventually, he was murdered on a cross by the Jewish authorities. And of course, you've guessed who I'm talking about, haven't you? Yeah, his name is Brian Cohen. Now, that surprised you, didn't it? You're all turning around now. Well, Brian Cohen... it features in a film called Life of Brian by Monty Python. Do you remember? Yeah. And in a bit, we're going to watch a video clip of Brian being crucified. But first, yeah, I love parties. Yeah. But first, a quick summary of his life. He was born in the stable next door to Jesus at exactly the same time. The three wise men were confused and went to the wrong place, so it says in the film. And he grew up and attended Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. But he was right at the back amongst these people who were arguing about who had the biggest nose. So he couldn't pick up everything that Jesus was saying. He heard one which was, "Blessed are the cheesemakers." So that stuck in his mind. Another was, "The Greek shall inherit the earth," but never got to find out who the Greek person was who was going to inherit the earth. So he got this really warped perspective on what Jesus was teaching. And later on in his life, he started pronouncing these statements that he got from Jesus. And everybody thought he was the Messiah. And for his troubles, the Jews then crucified him, just like they crucified Jesus. So that's the story of Brian. And as we pick up this video, Brian's on the cross, about to die. He's being murdered under false pretenses. He never claimed to be the Messiah. Everybody just thought he was. And round him are all these people being crucified who are trying to comfort him. So these are Brian's comforters. And it has a lovely chorus that you're all going to join in with. It goes something like, "Always look on the bright side of life." And there's a whistly bit. Yeah. So I expect you all sway into this one. Listen to the words. It is quite amusing, I think. So here we go. The crucifixion of Brian.
You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life.
Come on!
Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, Tom, cheer up.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
First things happen to see, you know.
Always look on the bright side of life.
What you got to lose? You know, you've come from nothing, you've gone back to nothing. What you lost?
Always look on the right side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing. Records available
always
in the foyer.
Look on the right.
Someone's got to live as well,
yeah.
Who do you think pays for this rubbish?
Brian's crucifixion. It's interesting, there's Brian facing the worst painful death that was imaginable in those days, and there are all his compasses, and what they're saying to him? Always look on the bright side of life. Was that helpful? He's going to die in an hour. And they're all singing joyfully, always look on the bright side of life. Another one, which was a good one, death's a joke. Yeah? So keep them laughing as you go. That's going to be helpful for him, isn't it? And I'll tell you, I had a friend who died this week. Death is not a joke. I was friendly with him and his wife, and I've been through it with them. Death is definitely not a joke. And the Bible says, actually, it's an enemy. And there are Brian's comforters saying, death's a joke. So keep them laughing as you go. What's this one? Forget about your sin. Give the audience a grin. Enjoy it. It's the last chance you'll get. Commit all the sins in the world. It'll make you happy. Well, no, it won't. Sin doesn't make you happy. Sin destroys you eventually. So all these people were trying to comfort Brian with a secular ideology. And it had nothing at all to offer Brian. You notice he just went along with it near the end, but right at the beginning he's aghast, you know, is this helping me? No. The secular world has nothing at all to help in this world, in a permanent sense anyway. Unlike the life of Jesus Christ taken from the Bible, as I've said, Jesus and Brian were born at the same time, only a few yards apart, but the effect of their lives couldn't be any different, more different. So we'll watch another video now that tells the story of Jesus' life. You might know this song as well if you're a bit older than me or maybe a bit younger. So sing along with it if you like. It tells the story of Jesus' birth and why he died.
The real birth, is it nativity, caught in a census in the town of his ancestry? Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
see a little silhouette of a sheep.
Shepherds, watch over there, flocks at night time.
It's a shot of lightning, very, very frightening me.
Boy to God,
peace on earth,
boy to God, peace on earth. What do you want, mother's bird?
The only way. Hey. I'm just a shepherd, nobody loves me.
He's just a shepherd from a poor family.
Wise men come, wise men go, will Herod let him live?
King Herod, no, he will not let him live.
Better go.
King Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
King Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better,
will not let him live.
Better go.
Go, 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 go.
Mary Joseph, Mary Joseph.
Mary Joseph, better go to Egypt now. God has saved your son, will pay for me.
It's a wondrous story. Hallelujah. That was brilliant. Amen. Yeah, indeed. So, just quickly now, let's just compare Brian's life with Jesus' life. Brian's life simply had no lasting significance whatsoever. He lived and died, and nothing changed. But Jesus' life had incredible significance. And we've seen that when we've been doing Daniel, haven't we? Jesus' birth and life and death and his second coming have all been prophesied in the Old Testament. The Old Testament looks forward to these events because God knew they were going to come about. Foretold, if you want to look in the book of Isaiah, particularly chapter 52 and 53, Daniel, regular throughout Daniel, you'll see the life of Jesus Christ being foretold. Everything changed because of this one life. The life of Jesus, as it said, was how God shows his love. And sin separates us from God. You know, Brian's comforter said, oh, forget about sin, enjoy yourself, have a great time, you're going to die in an hour anyway, so you might as well. Sin separates us from God, and it brings eternal death. It's the worst disease on earth because it brings eternal death. Sin brings death. And God, being a God of justice, he cannot just forget about sin. He's got to punish it. It's breaking rules and regulations. So I was a God of love to save us and yet punish sin that deserves death that we do regularly. Jesus did. God took the momentous decision to send his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross in our place. So when we think of the cross, we think of Jesus suffering and dying because I sinned. Because you sinned. And every sin that you've ever committed, every sin that you will commit, was covered on the cross of Christ. Because that's how God shows his love to us. Just let me read John 3, 16 and 17. Puts it very, very well in the Gospel of John. John 3, 16 and 17. Chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son to die on a cross for me and for you. Isn't that momentous? Isn't that something distinctive? Brian's life was nothing, even though the Monty Python team tried to ridicule Christianity through it. God is never ridiculed, because God is all-powerful and God's in charge. So, if anybody wants to know, how can you take hold of this God's love? If Jesus died on a cross for me so I could have eternal life, how am I going to get this eternal life? Does it just happen? Yeah. Am I just walking down the street and suddenly I've got eternal life? No, because that passage says, for those who believe, for those who trust in Jesus Christ. Okay. So if you do a simple prayer, Lord Jesus, I want to commit my life to you. I want to trust you. I want to follow you. I want you to be my Lord. Anything like that, God will take hold of that. Put his Spirit in you, you'll be born again of the Spirit of God, and life for you will be irrevocably changed. So if you want to know more about becoming a Christian, have a word with me, Trevor, or John afterwards. We'd love to tell you about our Saviour. So finally, time's come to an end for our party, sadly. Let's just have a resume. Brian's life offers nothing. And it represents the secular, atheistic world. Life without God. Always look on the bright side of life. Ridiculous for Brian, who only had an hour left. Always look on. There was no bright side for Brian. It wasn't helpful. Death is a joke. Brian didn't think it was a joke. Brian had a bit of sense. Death is not a joke. I've been through it this week. Not me personally. I've been through it this week. Death is certainly not a joke. So you can't forget about it. You cannot live your life of sin and carry on living like life of sin forever. Because if you do, that's how you'll live forever, for all eternity, without God. So death isn't a joke. Don't forget about your sin. Get it dealt with. Commit your life to Jesus Christ. Get your sins forgiven. Compared to Brian, Jesus' life offers everything. The bright side of life. Jesus is the bright side of life. When everything else is failing, with Jesus in your life, there is always somewhere to look for the bright side of life. Life with God as your friend is a great life. Death isn't a joke. I've repeated that over and over again. But Jesus offers you eternal life with him for all eternity when we die on this earth. Sin is a killer. And it doesn't bring real happiness and lasting happiness as people try and make out. It doesn't. But Jesus offers forgiveness so you can live forever. So this Christmas, let's celebrate the birth of Jesus, because this is how God shows his love to each one of us. Amen. Let's go and celebrate Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for sending your dearly beloved Son. And it must have hurt you as much as it did Jesus, your Son, for him to die on a cross, to watch your own only begotten Son suffering at the hands of sinners. Help us, Father, next year to be a church that grows, a church that sows the seed of salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.